I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio Alexander Paley, pianist, and Erin Freeman, who a lot of you know as the director of the Richmond Symphony Corps. She wears many hats. They are here to talk about the Alexander Paley Music Festival that is this weekend from Friday to Sunday here in Richmond. Welcome, Alexander and Erin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alexander, I wanted to ask you, this is the 18th year. How did this all get started?
Oh, it started a very interesting way because 19 years ago, I came to Richmond to play with Richmond Symphony. And I came to Richmond. It was very bad weather. They put me in the hotel, which was very nice. And I went for a walk. It was my very first time in Richmond. And next to my hotel was a little store, bookstore. Books is my obsession. I collect them. A used bookstore, and it was very beautiful, you know, inside, like in Richmond, you can see. It was a young guy who was owner of this place, very Hoffman-esque, you know, very romantic. I found a couple of books, bought, and we started to talk. And we were talking, and all the time when I went to the rehearsal, every day we met and we talk. And one day I said, listen, here is a lot of music, but what your place, bookstore, would be very nice to have. I said this just like this. He looked at me and said, okay, let's do this. We will have a little festival here. And we had it in the bookstore. It was absolutely overwhelming reaction because it was something new. Fortunately, he went bankrupt after 1 year, and a very turbulent history of our festival started. We used different, it's no time now to talk about all this, but we survived. And I, you know, Richmond is my big love because I think first, let's say geographically, I was born in Russia. I was born in the south of Russia. All my life I spent in Moscow, but south is south. And I think that all people from the south have something in common. I feel absolutely in my element in the south of France or in South America. And here, I love it. I sometimes you cannot explain why, but 18 years coming and every year I'm coming and every year I enjoy very much people and ambiance, atmosphere. And the festival became quite successful. I have to say thank you to people who helped me with this because I would never ever do this alone. And the board and Pamela, who took the festival last year, and it was very big success and beautiful place. I think you will talk about this. And any my crazy ideas, like Rossini came, it was last year, they are coming alive. So I'm very grateful and very happy to be here.
And we'll talk about the Rossini in just a moment because that's where Erin comes in.
Yes.
First of all, we have 3 days of the festival. Mm-hmm. The Friday program starts with some Schubert. I see quite a bit of Schubert on the program. Want to tell me a little bit about Friday night's show?
Yeah, that's three. We play with my wife, Pei Wen-Chien. A lot. Four hands and two pianos, and this became already tradition in our festival, our four hands or two pianos. And Schubert is Schubert. That's immortal music and a lot of music for four hands. And it is just a pleasure to play. Plus, will be four pieces for piano solo. I'm playing Chopin Polonaise Fantasy, and three pieces which are not very well known. This is great Russian composer Nikolai Metner, Sonata Remembranza. Great Bulgarian composer of 20th century, Pancho Vladigerov, his Sonatina Concertante. And what is my big love, music of Georgi Enescu. I play a lot chamber music, and this will be his Romanian Rhapsody in his own transcription for piano. So they are, I don't think they were ever heard here in Richmond, these pieces.
Now, you like to bring in a lot of other artists, and on Saturday,
yes,
we have the Richmond Symphony Chamber Chorus,
yes,
put together by Erin Freeman. Erin, you want to step in and talk a little bit about the Rossini? This is a rather unique work that not many people know about. I didn't know about it before you guys told me about it.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite pieces, and last year I was trying to figure out an opportunity to program it myself, and I got an email from Pamela at the Paley Festival saying, I have a question for you, and it turned out to be, do you know any chorus that would want to do the Rossini Petite Messe Solennelle? And I think I must have responded in about 25 seconds. I said, yes, 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 please, mine. And so we have a group of about 26 people coming to sing this piece. And it is a piece that, like many of the sacred works by opera composers, is this wonderful combination of the opera and the drama and the joy of opera and this sacred message of a mass or a requiem. In this case, it is a mass. And I have to say, it is neither petite nor solemn, but that the name of it is the Petite Messe Solennelle. And he wrote it after he had retired. He came out of retirement and he wrote a series of pieces called Sins of My Old Age. And so this is one of his sins, and it's humorous. I mean, there are several times throughout it where if the audience chuckles, I think we've done our job. Some of the fugues, for example, just go on and change direction on a dime, and they're pretty funny. And you can tell that he meant for much of it to be humorous, because he'd said the following. He in the autograph score, he said, 12 singers of three sexes, men, women, and castrati, will be sufficient for its performance. And then he also said something like, is it musique sacrée or sacrée musique? Saying, is it sacred music or is it damned music? And so he asks that question of all of us. But it's a really fun piece to sing.
And I know there are two versions. There's one that's orchestrated, but you're doing the original, correct?
Yes, we're doing the original, yes. which like so much music of Rossini, really highlights its musicians. So you'll hear the chorus singing in a Renaissance style and an operatic style, and you'll hear this really virtuoso piano part that Alexander will play. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's a wonderfully joyous and sometimes irreverent and sometimes reverent. Piano part.
We're going to hear a brief excerpt. Do you want to tell me how this fits into the whole work?
Sure. This is one of the tenor arias, and it's actually probably one of the most famous selections from the piece, made famous by Pavarotti, but here I think we're having Placido sing it. Yes. But it's the Domine Deus, and it's part of the Gloria section, and it's just him. And so I'm a little bummed that we're not playing a choral section on the radio today, Mike. But
well, that's all I could find in the library right now.
I
on
just
short
have to
notice.
Say, if people want to hear the chorus, then they have to come to the concert
exactly.
on Saturday night. Right?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I think it's actually perfect that
we
don't have
well.
A choral selection. So.
We don't want to give it away.
No, we don't.
All right. Well, let's take a listen right now. All right, we've been listening to a little bit of the Rossini that is on the program this weekend at the Alexander Paley Music Festival. Aaron Freeman is going to be conducting.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. And the chorus has been having a wonderful time preparing for this weekend's performance. It's a really fun piece for singers.
And Alexander, we have, of course, another program on Sunday where you have two other special guests.
Yes. Charles West is my dear friend, and this is only musician out of all my guests who is in our festivals every year since Festival 1. And because of him, all clarinet repertoire I have, which is very rich and very interesting. This time we play piece we never played before, surprisingly. That's Poulenc Sonata. And Daisuke Yamamoto, this was recommendation, and I was everybody speaks about him very highly, and I would be very happy to meet new person, and we are playing two quite beautiful pieces. That's all French music.
Yeah. Daisuke Yamamoto is the concertmaster
of
the Richmond,
Richmond Symphony.
Yeah,
right.
And we are playing Ravel and Debussy sonatas, which are milestones of French violin music. So that's and also will be Saint-Saëns' Carnaval des Animaux, which is a transcription for piano, four hands, not two pianos, and Pamela will narrate.
Yeah. Fun.
Because
oh, I gotta come back on Sunday.
She will narrate. because you know, with Saint-Saëns is also a very interesting thing. He did not want this to be performed. He wanted this to be performed once, and that's it. And it became so popular that everybody's doing this and playing. All children grew up on this. So I did not play this much, but it would be a great opportunity to do this again. So.
And these performances are free Friday evening at 7:30, Saturday evening at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon at 3 at St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church on Chippenham Parkway. Again, Friday and Saturday evenings, Sunday afternoons at 3. Aaron and Alexander, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, as always.
Best of luck with the festival this weekend.